Welcome to the Detroit Lions News Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Chapman. Today, we're going to be talking about free agency in the NFL. Starts today. We will be getting this podcast around probably 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. But this is a good time for Lions fans because you're going into an offseason where you are expected to spend some money. You're expected to be up for there for the big horses like the Neil Hunter and everything. And if you really wanted to do something, you could trade for L'Jarius Sneed. Now, there's a lot of things at the Detroit Lions' disposal. We got a lot of things in this episode that I want you to we're going to go through. One is our mock offseason. This is going to be a great exercise because I kind of want to sign some people before I do the mock drafts. I hate the mock drafts for one reason, especially before free agency, because everything will change in an instant. So we're going to get through that. So let's start the podcast out with what should we expect from the Detroit Lions in this free agent class? What should we expect from Brad Holmes? Will he make a big move? Is he going to live up to what he was saying in his press conference where he isn't going to make a big move? Here's the thing. I said it on my YouTube page, Between the Whistles Detroit. I'll say it again. When Brad Holmes said that, I didn't believe it. And there's a couple reasons I didn't believe it. There's two inherent reasons why. One, you're not going to tell the rest of the world what you're about to do in free agency. Number one, because of agents and other teams that you're going to be going against for these free agents. And that's something that I look at is in terms of why you don't let teams know that you're going to be aggressive in free agency. I haven't heard a general manager at all talk about how he's going to be aggressive in free agency. Not one. And I remember Steve Yzerman last year for the Detroit Red Wings, and he was talking to the media and he said that he wasn't going to be aggressive. That was one of his most aggressive off seasons. He signed 11 players, made a huge trade, and then made a signing in the middle of the year that really helped the Detroit Red Wings be where they're at this point in the year. But when I look at Brad Holmes and I look at this team, there's several ways they can go. Obviously, I don't think they're going to re-sign Jonah Jackson. I think Jonah Jackson's going to get a lot in the open market because of the guard market being fluctuated. I obviously think the Detroit Lions are going to try to re-sign Graham Glasgow. I think they're going to re-sign Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jared Goff. And the reason that they would do those two before they're officially expired is two things. Number one, if they re-sign Jared Goff, if they re-sign Amon-Ra St. Brown, they can open up cap space for this up-and-coming year, this year. So I look for them to do that. Also, I think they want to get those two locked down. But I look at a guy like Graham Glasgow coming back. I look at a guy like, you've heard Craig Reynolds come back, Bam, Zonovan Knight, Shane Zylstra. I'm assuming James Houston will be one of those guys that signs. If he gets a contract offer from the Detroit Lions, he has to accept it or he isn't going to be playing. He can't accept another contract offer. So that's what we're going to, that's the things that you look at with this team. It's obviously a young team. It's obviously an up and coming team. And if you're the Detroit Lions, you have the cap space to do things. You have a great cap guy, Mike Disner. And you have an opportunity to get this team better. Now, how are they going to get these teams better? We're going to go through the free agents right now and kind of look at what free agents you could be looking at in this free agent class. Then we'll do the mock off season, and then we'll get you on your way so you can, we'll prime your pump for Monday. And if you're listening to this on a Monday, listen to it early because I think things are going to change around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in terms of the Detroit Lions and their free agency hopes. Now, let's start with wide receiver. I think wide receiver is going to be the biggest. This is not going to be a team that's going to go sign a wide receiver in the open market. You look at guys like Allen Robinson, who's 30 years old, Odell Beckham, who's 31, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Kendrick Bourne, Jamal Agnew is an interesting one, but they signed Khalif Raymond to that contract, so they don't need a punt returner or a kick returner, McCole Hardman, and then Josh Reynolds. Josh Reynolds is an interesting one because if they bring him back, market value, what Dave Burkett said, Khalif Raymond for $6 million. You would think that a guy like Josh Reynolds would get more than that. And if you look on Sports Track, Josh Reynolds, his market value is at $7 million a year. So if you sign Josh Reynolds to a $7 million contract for 2 years, that's a $14 million contract. And, you know, I think Josh Reynolds is perfectly fine. I think Josh Reynolds, I think he got a raw deal in terms of the way that the NFC Championship went. I felt like, you know, he just had two of his worst pass receptions dropped in a guy that I'd love to bring back at $7 million a piece. I don't know if you can. I think this is a part of the team where you can go a little bit maybe cheaper. And if Josh Reynolds wants to take a hometown discount to stay with Jared Goff, I'm all for it. I obviously will look for, you know, a wide receiver in a draft, and we'll get to the draft stuff after free agency wraps up, you know, entirely, maybe, you know, early April. We'll get to our prospect rankings. This is just me today, so we're going to go with it. But I don't look at wide receiver as one of those positions where you're like, okay, this is what we need to do. We need to go sign a wide receiver. They're not going to sign a wide receiver. There's not many good wide receivers. And if you want to, like, a guy that could potentially be like low bargain guys, maybe you go with a Van Jefferson. Maybe you go with a Mac Collins. Maybe you go with maybe St. Brown's older brother. You know, there's a lot of guys on the free agent list that would scoff at. Obviously, a guy like Gabriel Davis is going to be going for a lot of money. So if you're a guy who's a Lions fan and you want a wide receiver, an ex wide receiver, a guy who can get the ball, you know, type of wide receiver, there's none in this free agent class. Obviously, do that first. That's what I would love to do. But there's a lot of things to get to. So let's get to the guard market, because I think this is the most interesting market in terms of with the Lions, because what can you get if Jonah Jackson does go out and he does sign for a legitimate amount? He does sign for a legitimate amount. What do you do? So you got guys like Connor Williams, he's a center, so he's from Miami, so that's a thing. I like Kevin Zeitler. He's a 34-year-old. I think you can get him on a 1-year deal. Lincoln Tomlinson, someone that you can go after. Those are guys that are, you know, most of those guys I named were over 30. If you want guys that are a little bit younger in the tooth and all that jazz, Nick Algaretti from the Kansas City Chiefs, I think he could be a good person to get in. Dalton Risner, who was playing with the Vikings last year, he originally played with the Broncos. I think he could be a good one if you're going to replace Jonah Jackson. And I think those are some of the key guys that you can go after in this free agency market, because I think if you're a Lions fan, you're looking for a guard. I look for those guys. That's what I look for with this free agent class. I think this free agent class opens up a lot of possibilities for the Detroit Lions to not just sign guys, but sign, you know, guys that are on a flexible contract that they can maneuver around in 1-year deals. Because when I get to my mock off season, you're gonna say, I mentioned Kevin Zeitler, I mentioned, you know, Lincoln Tomlinson, you know, Nick Algaretti, he's a 27-year-old, so he'd be 28. So maybe you get him on a 2-year deal, a little prove it deal, that he can earn some more money. But I don't, you know, even Evan Brown, a guy who was with the Detroit Lions, he could potentially be a guy that you bring here, Robert Hunt, McGovern from the Jets. I mean, there's a lot of good players on this free agency list for the guards. I mean, I really do love some of these options for the guard market. And I think that if doesn't resign Jonah Jackson, it's not the end of the world. I think Jonah, it's going to be interesting to see what he does and what very interesting in the days to come of how they go about this with the free agency market. Now, you're asking what would you do on the offensive line? Obviously, I want to re-sign Graham Glasgow. I look at the draft. I look at Cooper Beebe. I look at Zach Frazier. Those are guys that you can potentially get in the first or second round. But this free agent class has a lot of good players that you could potentially get, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And I know, listen, the offensive line is a huge part of this Detroit Lions team. We're all aware of that. We all know that. But at the same time, this offensive line, you can't keep putting money into it. And a guy like Jonah Jackson, I love Jonah Jackson, but there was a part in the year where he was one of the worst performing left guards in this whole on this offensive line. I'm trying to go back to look at it, but he wasn't playing like he should have. And he was, I think his quarterback pressure, most of the quarterback pressures were coming from Jonah Jackson. So that's an interesting stat. I think it was for Pro Football Focus, and I deleted the slide, but that's what you got to go after. And I think these guards in this market, I don't think you need a tackle. I don't think you need a tight end. I think, Brock Wright, Shane Zylstra, James Wright, Mitchell will be fine enough. Running back, you can look in the draft. I'm not interested in signing running backs for a third running back on this team when you got Bam Knight and you got Craig Reynolds and Montgomery and Gibbs. I mean, if you're going to look at a running back, you probably will do that in the draft. Maybe you look at a backup quarterback, but I know a lot of people love Hendon Hooker. So there's not much on the offense you can go with in free agency besides the guard market. Wide receiver, we talked about that. There's not many wide receivers out there that really match the Detroit Lions, what they need as in terms of an X wide receiver. But you can do that in the draft too. There's guys that are pretty good, and you can get them cheaper than you would if you sign them in free agency. So let's get to the defensive side of the ball. And there's a couple of names that I want to bring to you really quick. We're going to start at the edge position. This is the one I want to start at, because obviously there is a need for edge on this team. You look at this team, and they couldn't get pressure. The sacks were, if you looked at the sacks, wasn't good. But you look at a guy like defensive end like Danielle Hunter. Could he be used on this Detroit Lions team? Yeah, he's 29. He's going to be good. And if you sign with a three-year deal, I don't think Danielle Hunter would be this massive overpay where you wouldn't be able to get your money back. I look at a guy like Randy Gregory. He's 31. I mean, that's a little bit different. Marcus Davenport. Obviously, Aaron Glenn has a relationship with him. He knows who Marcus Davenport is because Marcus Davenport played with the New Orleans Saints. You look at a guy like Za'Darius Smith. I mean, he's a little bit older, but maybe you can get him on a cheap deal. You look at a guy like Chase Young. I imagine he's going to be sought after, but you never know what that could happen. There's two guys that I really want to focus on. Danico Autry and Calais Campbell. And I think these two could be very critical for this team, especially in the defensive line and in the defensive line locker room. Because when you talk about adding veteran presence, you look at Danielle Hunter, he's a veteran. You look at Danico Autry, he's a veteran. But you look at Calais Campbell, you say, this guy does everything the right way. And if Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell want to bring in a legitimate, great player who can play in the inside and in the outside, Calais Campbell would be it. He'd be an amazing add to this team, especially on the defensive end. And him and Hutch would actually eat. I look at a guy like Calais Campbell, and he matches everything that, this organization stands for. And he was a Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee for the Atlanta Falcons. So I look at Calais Campbell, and I think that he is a guy who could potentially be one of those cheap additions that Brad Holmes makes that it doesn't break the bank. But if they do decide to, you know, draft an edge player like Braylon Trice or Chop Robinson in the draft, it'd be a great addition, because one of the things that Brad Holmes thinks about, and a lot of the smart general managers think about, is they think about who is going to, you know, be the veteran leader in the locker room. And I'm sure, you know, Charles Harris did a damn good job, but, you know, his production kind of fell off. And Romeo Aguirre, I do think that Brad Holmes would love to go get a veteran leader on the defensive line, because currently they don't have that, you know, veteran presence in the defensive line locker room. And I look at Calais Campbell, and I look at, Danico Autry, and I look at Danielle Hunter. Those are guys that you could put in the veteran in that locker room, and they could teach the young kids who are on the defensive end, like James Houston and Josh Pascal, just what to do in terms of how to rush the quarterback. Even Aiden Hutchinson could learn a thing or two from these guys. I mean, you're never fully done learning until you're 5-6 years in the league. And then, you know, there's people that say you're still learning. But as we go down there, you know, you look at guys like Derek Barnett, who could be had from Houston. You look at a guy like Dwayne Smoot from Jacksonville, Clavion Chaisson, Dante Fowler, Bud Dupree, William Golson, a Detroit native. You got guys like Solomon Thomas, who I think he would be a defensive tackle. But on the edge, John Uche is another one. I think he would be a pretty good add to that defensive end. But I think you really want to go after a defensive end that has the veteran presence. There's a lot of guys like Jonathan Greenyard, Gennard. I think he could be a guy that you could look at too. And then there's not much else. You know, Michael Dana from Kansas City, not really a big fan of him. And then you got the Bruce Irvins and Justin Houston, who are very, very old. So that's an interesting one. You know, the defensive end is one of the biggest needs for this team in terms of what this team could accomplish with the good defensive end on the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson. You know, Aiden Hutchinson, I think last year, you know, if you look at the stats, he was leading sack getter, the leading pressure getter. And, you know, if you look at some of the stats, I mean, the pressures we had guys like Lee McNeil, you know, he didn't have that many pressures. He had 43, you know, and John Kaminsky had 33, and Alex Anzalone had 30, and Charles Harris had 24. If you just had a guy at 70 or 80, that could potentially weigh the other teams down. So I do look at edge, and I do make sure I do kind of put it at a precipice of what this team could potentially do at the edge position. Let's highlight the defensive tackle position right now, because I want to get to, you know, I think a lot of people looked at guys like Chris Jones, who just got signed, but you got guys like Javon Kinlaw, who could be available, Christian Wilkins. I don't think Christian Wilkins would be, I don't think it would be a smart move. I think if you're looking for a smarter move, it's Grover Stewart. The defensive tackle from Indianapolis. He's a young kid. He's 30 years old. I thought he was a little bit younger, but he's very good at what he does. And I think pairing him with a Lee McNeil could be a very, very good situation to put this Detroit Lions team into. So I do like that. But he earned, you know, his cap hit over the last couple of years was 2.1, 5.6, 7 million, and then 6.1. Maybe you can get him for a cheaper deal, and he'll come easier. Sheldon Rankin's another guy who has ties to Aaron Glenn and this coaching staff. You look at a guy like Tim Settle from Buffalo. I don't think that's the guy that you're going to go get. You know, there's John Jenkins, there's Linval Joseph. There's guys that are doable, but I don't think that they would help the Detroit Lions in terms of being a secondary guy to Lee McNeil. But if we're going to be honest, I do love the Glover Stewart defensive tackle. I think that would be a very good situation for the Detroit Lions to put themselves into. First of all, they would get a good defensive tackle who has a very good upside. And then second of all, they would get him probably on a cheaper contract. And I do like that decision of Glover Stewart. I think that he could be a potential win for the Detroit Lions. You know, I don't think the Detroit Lions are going to be searching for a linebacker. They might be interested in some depth linebackers. So let's get into some depth linebackers that they could potentially be into. I mean, or you never know what could. I was shocked last year when they signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. But you guys, you know, you got guys like Devin White out there. You got Eric Kendricks, Josie Jewell, Bobby Wagner, Isaiah Simmons, Jordan Hicks, you know, Frankie Louvu, who's a, he's a more of an edge player. You got Devin Bush, Cody Barton, Kenneth Murray, Patrick Queen. I don't think the Lions need an inside linebacker like that to put money into it. A guy like, you know, Zach Cunningham could be good for, you know, depth linebacker purposes. Willie Gay, I imagine Kansas City will try to resign him. But you look at some of these guys down the line of, you know, like Josh Woods. That was a guy that was on the Detroit Lions before. He was good in special teams, but I don't think he's going to take the spot of Anthony Pittman. You got Anthony Barr. You got Nicholas Morrow in Philadelphia. That's a good. That would be a good depth signing. Sorry about that. I just got over being sick, right? So if I have to cough a little bit, just bear with me. I was battling laryngitis or something along the lines. I lost my voice, and my voice still isn't 100%, but I'm battling through this podcast because, you know, this is a big podcast. Now, Anthony Pittman is a free agent, but I imagine the Detroit Lions will sign him because he's a really good special teams player. You know, you got guys like, there's not many of these guys that could be good defensive, good linebackers on the defensive end. For depth, I think that Brad Holmes would have to really search. I think a linebacker to the draft would be make more sense. Let's go to the safety market because that's the market that, with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson leaving, can you get a backup or couldn't you get someone that could, like, fill in that won't want to start and roll? Because I think when you look at this Detroit Lions team, primarily they're going to have four safeties out there at all times. So let's look at the safety market. Kevin Byard is he's rumored to be going to Chicago already. Jamal Adams, Justin Simmons. Justin Simmons would be a big one. He's 30 years old. Obviously, if you do make the decision to sign Justin Simmons, I mean, Kirby Joseph would probably be gone, or if Fatu Malafamu would have to be, you know, back to the other side. You look at a guy like Buda Baker. He's a free agent. You know, it's a good class that need a safety. This free agent class is really good. You got Eddie Jackson from Chicago, Quandre Diggs, Micah Hyde, Tracy Walker, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who I don't think the Lions will sign. I think Philadelphia has been mentioned as a team that will get him back. Jerron Kearse from Dallas, Adrian Phillips, Jalen Mills, Darnell Savage, Mike Edwards, the defensive sit back for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Will Harris is mentioned here. I know a lot of people don't want Will Harris back, but I think he has a good versatility. Deshaun Elliott is here. Terrell Edmonds, Miles Killebrew, who the Lions drafted at one point. It'll be interesting to see him come back. He hasn't really carved out a huge role in terms of being a starting safety, so that'd be a good depth signing. Ryan Neal, Adrian Amos from the Houston Texans, Deion Bush, John Johnson, who Brad Holmes has familiarity with. You got guys like Jonathan Owens, who, if you just got Jonathan Owens, you could bring him in for his beautiful wife, Simone Biles. I think that would be a great addition because, I mean, Simone Biles is a fine woman, just a fine woman. But that's the only reason that you would bring him in. I'm just being honest. You got Jordan Fowler, the LA Rams safety. Obviously, he has familiarity with Brad Holmes. Again, that would be a good situation for the Detroit Lions to put themselves in. But I don't think safety is at the top of the Detroit Lions' need. I look at the safety market and I go, the safety market is just for depth in this free agency class, because I think you've got a lot out of Ifeatu Melifonwu, Kirby Joseph, Brian Branch played a hell of a role this year, and I think there's some safeties in the NFL draft that could really help you. Now, it's rumored that Isaiah Oliver, who is 27 and a half, it's rumored that he could be going from the 49ers to the Jets on a one-year deal. But other players that are available on the cornerback market, I know this is a huge market for Detroit Lions fans, because they think they need a corner. But I think there's a lot of trade opportunities available with Marshawn Lattimore, Grant Newsome, obviously Legarius Sneed. We'll see how those things develop. But if I'm looking at this, free agent class, these are guys that I'm kind of interested in. J.C. Jackson at the top, I'm not really interested in. He's had some issues. Adoree Jackson and Kendall Fuller and Stephon Gilmore. I think if the Detroit Lions signed Stephon Gilmore, I think if they signed Kendall Fuller or they signed, Adoree Jackson, I wouldn't have a problem with either one of them. I think Stephon Gilmore would be the better option, because maybe you can get him out of two-year deal, and it's veteran laden, and he's going to come work with his little brother. I think that would be ideal for this Detroit Lions team. You look at guys like Michael Davis, and obviously Jeff Okuda is a free agent. Kenny Moore, phenomenal one. I would love to see Kenny Moore in a Detroit Lions uniform, and it would be a great pickup for the Detroit Lions, because he's only 28 years old, so I feel like he has a lot to go on that. Detroit native Avante Maddox. I think Avante Maddox would be a good depth corner that you could have. Maybe he even starts. I think he would be a really good depth corner. Maybe a cornerback too, but you sign Emmanuel Mosley, but if Emmanuel Mosley can't go, I think Maddox would be a good one. Jordan Poyer is a safety. I don't know why he's on this list. Patrick Peterson, Chidobe Awuzie. This is a guy, he's had some injury issues lately, but he is a good corner. I do like Awuzie. I thought he was a really good corner with the Cincinnati Bengals. I thought if he was in that game against in the Super Bowl, I think they would have won, but I believe he was hurt in that game. Levi Wallace from Pittsburgh, I do like him. Keyshawn Nixon, this is a guy who can run punt, kick returns back, and he is a good cornerback. I think that would be an interesting depth signing there. Jalen Mills, a cornerback from New England. Sean Murphy Bunting from Tennessee. He's also another guy who is a homegrown talent, Detroit, Michigan. You got Shaquille Griffin, who spent this year in Carolina. You got Dane Jackson from Buffalo. Ronald Darby from Baltimore. If you want to go the Eli Apple route for a depth signing, I wouldn't do that, but be my guess. You got Troy Hill. And we're going through this like water. You got Cam Lewis, Daryl Worley, Logan Ryan, who played with San Francisco this year. You got Duke Shelley. None of these guys are really none of them are going, yeah, I want to get that guy. If Kendall Vildor is a free agent, I expect that the Detroit Lions will bring him back. I did like what I saw from Kendall. He's not supposed to be playing your starting corner, but he did this year, and we'll see what happens. Cleo Dorsey is a free agent. I think they'll bring him back. Troy Brown is a guy from Indianapolis. I think he would be good. But overall, in this free agent class, I would love to focus on Gilmore, Adoree Jackson, Kenny Moore, and Kendall Fuller. I think those would be critical key adds by the Detroit Lions. And if the Detroit Lions made those adds, that would be absolutely phenomenal, because number one, you're going to help Cam Sutton out. And I look at those guys as cheaper options, and you can still get a defensive end and help you out there. So I think this is a very good class for Brett Holmes, because we all know that they have a certain style. And I think all those guys fit that style. I think Stephon Gilmore, maybe more, Kenny Moore as well. I think they all fit the Brett Holmes, Dan Campbell mindset of what they want in players. Now, we don't need a punter, so we don't have to worry about that. But if we're going to go kicker, there's two players that I would love to see signed by the Detroit Lions in the kicking spot. And one of those guys has familiarity. Again, we're talking about familiarity, because that's key in this whole thing is Will Lutz. He played in Denver last year. I think that he could be a very good add for this Detroit Lions team. I think a lot of the reason that Dan Campbell didn't I'm going to say this lightly. I don't think Dan Campbell really trusted Michael Badgley to make that kick in the NFC Championship game. So I look at a guy like Will Lutz, who Dan Campbell's been around, and I look at a guy like Will Lutz who could be a potential add to this team that would really help out this team in a big way. Greg Zuerlein from the New York Jets, I think he's doable. And then Nick Folk. I think Nick Folk would be good. Brendan McManus as well. But I would really circle in on the free agent kicker, Will Lutz. I think Will Lutz would be great and Nick Folk would be great, but that is what it is. When we go to long snapper, we know that Scott Daly could hold that down, but you know, both Scott Daly and Jake McQuaid are free agents. So you look at who would you rather bring back? And I think both played a critical role, and I think those two are the guys in free agency that I think a lot of teams are going to go after. So I would like to see Brett Holmes get those long snapper deals done really quickly. Now, before we get on to the next part, I think we need to put, you know, about my mock off season. This is a really good put together thing that I do every year that I think would be these would be great for this Detroit Lions team and how they could really put themselves in the best position possible. But when we look at this Detroit Lions team, obviously, if they make the right moves, they are going to be in a position to add some critical players. And, you know, I know a lot of people look at L'Jarius Sneed and they go, that's a guy that I want. Okay, then you're going to have to trade for him. And the draft pick cap compensation, do you think it's worth it? And would you rather allocate those funds into a certain, you know, a certain, would you, if you took the money you got, you paid L'Jarius Sneed when you sign him, would you rather take those? Would you rather take those signing that money and put it in the defensive line and the defensive, you know, backfield, or would you rather just play it on one player? I'm more along the lines of let's go get Stephon Gilmore for a year, and then when you know, or you know, maybe a Kenny Moore, and then when you see my draft that I have, this mock draft that I have, you're gonna know why. So let's get to that. I think this is an interesting part of the whole thing. So I traded picks 107 and 141. I guess what those are the picks I received from Tennessee for trading the third round pick of 92. Because I wanted to get more draft capital. So I went with Zach Frazier, the center from West Virginia, because let's be honest, I don't know how much Frank Ragnow has left in the tank. I would love to think that Frank Ragnow could be around for a long time. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know that to be the case. And a guy like Zach Frazier, I'm pretty confident can, you know, learn from, you know, Mr. Frank Ragnow, and I think that would be a great one. So in the second round at pick 61, the Detroit Lions select defensive lineman Chris Jenkins, and I think this would be a phenomenal ad for the Detroit Lions. If you don't get Glover Stewart or some of these defensive tackles in the draft, I think Chris Jenkins as a round two pick would be phenomenal. He's obviously, you know, he was on the national championship team. He's a very good stout player. I loved his run grade. His passing rush grade was pretty damn good on Pro Football Focus as well. So I like that. I look at a guy like Cam Hart from Notre Dame. And this was an interesting one on the draft, the draft, you know, my mock draft, is because I looked at guys like, what are the Lions looking for? You know, are they looking for a guy who can tackle well? Are they looking for a guy who's good in coverage by himself? Are they looking for a guy who's good in the run game as well? Well, Cam Hart matches all those. He's a great cornerback for the Notre Dame. I think he graded out really well in terms of the Pro Football Focus grades. He had a good tackling grade. He's just a guy who gets it done. And I don't think there's any overwhelming athleticism that he has, but I just think that he's a very critical piece. Now, I think that would be great because if you add a guy like one of the free agents I signed in this mock offseason, I signed Stephon Gilmore. And I think if he can learn off Stephon Gilmore or Kenny Moore or one of those guys, that could be crucial. And I signed a guy like defensive end DeNico Autry. Now, I would love to sign Danielle Hunter. I would love to sign some of those guys. But I think Danielle Hunter is going to get a little bit overpaid in terms of that. And I think DeNico Autry or Clayus Campbell would be really good. At round four, pick 107, I picked Mohamed Kamara from Colorado State. He's an edge player. He's a little bit short. He's 6'1", but he has a phenomenal pass rush grade in terms of the way that he gets the quarterback. I think he had 17 sacks in the last 2 years. So he's a very capable pass rusher. And I think that if you added him with a guy like DeNico Autry or Calais Campbell or Danielle Hunter, I think he could be really, it could be really good for him. And at pick 141, which is one of the picks that I received from the Tennessee Titans, I picked guard Zach Zinter. But I also signed Kevin Zeitler because here's the reason why. I signed Kevin Zeitler, who's an older guy. So you're going to be able to sign him on a one-year deal. I want to give Zach Zinter the opportunity to fully recover from his injury. And when he comes back in the next year, you could plug him in there and he's ready to go. I think if Zach Zinter wasn't hurt, he wouldn't last this long. So I think if you get Zach Zinter in the fifth round at pick 141, if they were to trade back or somewhere in that fifth round, I think you would absolutely go for it. At pick 163 in the fifth round, I have the Detroit Lions selecting Dylan Johnson, the running back from Washington. When I watched the national championship game and I watched Washington make their run to the national championship, one of the things that was overwhelmingly important to me was the heart of Dylan Johnson. And this is the guy who is a capable runner. He has had an injury history, but when he came in, when he was gutting through that injury, the national championship game as best as he could, that told me a lot about him. And I don't think you can have enough running backs. Last year, we started with Zonovan Knight and Craig Reynolds, and you know, Dave Montgomery got hurt, Jahmyr Gibbs was hurt, and we only had Craig Reynolds on the roster. So I do think that running back would be a reasonable position to look at in the draft, late in the draft. I don't think you're going to pick a running back before the third round. So that's what I think. Pick 6, 207, the Detroit Lions select kicker Harrison Mevis from Missouri. This kid's got a cannon for a leg. I think he's going to be a legitimate problem in the NFL. I think Harrison Mevis is a hell of a kicker. His brother was at Iowa State. He didn't stick around in the NFL that long, but Harrison Mevis has a better kicking leg, and I think Harrison Mevis would be a great pick for the Detroit Lions. At round 7, pick 247, the Detroit Lions select Keaton Oladapo from Oregon State. He's a safety. Like I said, the Detroit Lions are not looking for a safety who could be a starter. But in this round, maybe you do get a guy who could be a depth player and then potentially start like Ifeatu Melifonwu did. I know Melifonwu was a third-round pick, but maybe he develops into something more going down the pike. But I do like him as a safety. He has a good tackling grade. He was good in coverage. He was very underrated with the Oregon State Beavers, and that's what I would go. The three must re-sign Detroit Lions. I go Graham Glasgow. Obviously, with us drafting Zach Zinter in this mock off season, it gives Zach Zinter a chance to fully recover from his injury, and Kevin Zeitler will slide in there. And then, if for some reason you need Zach Zinter to, you know, slide in there at the beginning, at the end of the year, that could help out the Detroit Lions. I do think that the two must re-signs for the Detroit Lions are Jared Goff and Amara St. Brown. I think that both these guys, if you extended them, they're going to open up cap space this year. So instead of three free agents that I would sign, maybe you could go 4 or 5. But I just went on the conservative side. I got DeNico Autry, Stephon Gilmore, and Kevin Zeitler. And I wanted to put together a good roster. And, you know, those are the three free agents that I would sign at the top. You know, guys that I would sign as cheaper options, you know, maybe a Glover Stewart, but you got Chris Jenkins in this mock draft. You know, maybe a Kenny Moore. You know, obviously you want to re-sign the DPJ or Josh Reynolds. You can do that. There's going to be cap room to do that. But all in all, I think this mock offseason that I have here with the three free agents, signing Danico Autry, Stephon Gilmore, Kevin Zeitler, I think those could be very helpful moves for the Detroit Lions. And I think that if you look at this Detroit Lions team, I really like the way that it's put together. And I think that this Detroit Lions team is going to be a problem. And, you know, we're going to know more. Obviously, if you're listening to this on a Monday at 8:33, when I record this podcast at 8:33 Sunday night. So a lot of stuff can change in an instant. So, but this is what I would look at for the Detroit Lions in the 2024 NFL offseason. Let's try to, I don't think the Detroit Lions are going to make some big splash, but you don't need to. I always tell people, you know, a big splash was Glover Quinn. Remember, I don't think anybody knew who Glover Quinn was, and he was absolutely phenomenal with the Detroit Lions. You know, some of these more underrated signings are bigger for they've been bigger for the Detroit Lions, you know. And I look at a guy like Gilmore, Zeitler, and Autry, they could help this team out. And then, you know, maybe you can add more guys, because those guys are going to be, they're going to come cheap. And this is a very good template of what the Detroit Lions should do in this 2024 offseason. And it'll be interesting to see what they do this week. Obviously, if there is any breaking news along the week, you can come to the Detroit Lions News podcast. We'll break it all down. We might be doing daily podcasts up until Friday. So stay tuned to that. But overall, Brett Holmes has a lot to play with. He's going to be able to do what he wants to do. And I think that Brett Holmes is put in a position where he can really make this team better for the long run. I'm Joe Chapp with the Detroit Lions News podcast. We will see more on Between the Whistles Detroit. Follow, subscribe to our YouTube, Between the Whistles Detroit. You won't get lost on any news. If you subscribe to the podcast, any videos we do for Between the Whistles Detroit in terms of this free agency class, we will upload to the podcast platform. So please stay tuned to that. There's going to be a lot of things happening. Please stay tuned to Detroit Lions News podcast page on the Facebook and Instagram. And then we're going to try to be more active on the Twitter. But you can follow me at Detroit Joe Chapp on Twitter, so you can get the latest Detroit Lions news as well as here. Thank you guys for listening. This was a shorter episode. I was by myself and I can't talk for an hour or two. So this was a quick episode. But it's a good informative episode that gives you a lot of names that you could look for in free agency. And when, you know, some of the names I brought up, you could be like, Joe Chapp, he recognized that before anybody. So, or maybe you felt there was a name that I missed, and you could sabotage me in the comments. I don't care. But thank you guys for listening. I'm your host, Joe Chapp, and I will see you in the next podcast of the Detroit Lions News podcast. Thank you for listening.